Chicago Police, man knocked victim unconscious for standing near his bike. By Amy Furr on December 9, 2023. A Chicago man is accused of slugging a CTA passenger on October 11 because the individual was standing too close to his bike. The incident happened on a Red Line train in the Chicago Loop, CWV Chicago reported Friday. The outlet identified the suspect as 33-year-old Joshua Savato, who is facing charges regarding the incident. An image shows the suspect in the case. After Savato was arrested on Sunday, Judge William Fahey ordered the man detained as he waits for his trial. The CWV Chicago report detailed the case. Savato and the 53-year-old victim were on the same train car when Savato screamed for the victim to get the FK away from his bike, prosecutors said in a detention petition. A few minutes later, Savato screamed that he had told the victim to get the FK away from his bike and that this was his FKing train, the petition continued. CTA cameras reportedly caught the moment the suspect allegedly hit the victim in the face, a blow that knocked the person out cold. The suspect allegedly continued to attack the victim who was laying on the floor. When the train arrived at Lake Street, Savato allegedly dragged the victim's body onto the platform and then returned to the train car and continued his journey, the CWV Chicago article said. The news comes as Chicago residents are suffering from a crime plague, per Breitbart News reports. The beating resulted in the victim suffering facial fractures and a doctor had to perform surgery on the person's eye. Judge Fahey noted that the suspect has an extensive criminal history. The CWV Chicago article also detailed several of Savato's previous arrests. One of those included allegations that he slapped a 66-year-old man sitting in a wheelchair in Rogers Park, then threw a vase at the victim and the victim's caretaker on September 22, 2015, and then fought with arresting officers. He pleaded guilty to a single count of misdemeanor battery a year later in exchange for a two-day jail sentence, according to court records. It is important to note that approximately 30 individuals were shot and one of them died over Thanksgiving weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported on November 27.